Humanitarians, Keep Your Humanity, Part 5 of 5. Hello, Perceptive Readers. This is James Lynch, and we're going to continue along of Humanitarians, Keep Your Humanity with these Babel readings that I told you about. Please reference Part 4 of this series, because Part 5, we are using the Book of Genesis. We will use the Babel and Basic English Translation version to actually show you what I was talking about as far as Jacob's personality, what he went through to get his blessing, and also to show you the surrounding personalities and how they felt about him, how they even treated him. At times, you can see it for yourself in the Babel. The good way he was treated, the bad way he was treated. You will also see statements that show the motive of why persons gave him certain advice or left certain things alone. Okay, so we're going to first read Genesis chapter 27, verses 41 through 46. And see, and this is part 5A, and we will continue along until you see all the Babel verses that I was referencing in Humanitarians Keep Your Humanity, Part 4 of 5. So I want you to keep referencing that as well. We're going to begin in Genesis chapter 27, verses 41 through 46. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." When Rebekah was told what her older son Esau had said, she sent for her younger son Jacob and said to him, "Your brother Esau is planning to avenge himself by killing you. Now then, my son, do what I say. Flee at once to my brother Laban in Haran. Stay with him for a while until your brother's fury subsides. When your brother is no longer angry with you and forgets what you did to him, I'll send word for you to come back from there. Why should I lose both of you in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I'm disgusted with living because of these Hittite women. If Jacob takes a wife from among the women of this land, from Hittite women like these, my life would not be worth living." So we stop right there, and we will pick back up in Genesis chapter 28, okay? So humanitarians, thank you for being here, and enjoy the rest of your day.